Good morning. I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. On the way this morning, the Real Abilities Film Festival kicks off tonight. You'll hear about it from Krista Zielke and Kathleen Scheel in about 15 minutes. After that, award-winning actress, singer, and dancer Bebe Neuwirth talks about her show tonight at the School for the Creative and Performing Arts. But first, here's Jay Hanselman with a look at what was making local news headlines this week.
Cincinnati was scheduled to head to federal court yesterday to try and overturn a Hamilton County judge's temporary restraining order on the city's parking lease. Hamilton County Judge Robert Winkler issued his order just minutes after City Council approved the parking lease agreement by a 5-4 vote. The city argues the citizens who filed the complaint in Hamilton County Court don't have standing. The city denies the claims in that complaint. The citizen's attorney in his court filing said Cincinnati is trying to prevent residents from voting on the parking lease. Councilmember Yvette Simpson was one of the yes votes.
And so what I would say to the community is, you have to say yes to something. And this proposal allows us to use an underutilized asset in a way that we can't use it. And yes, prices will increase. Inevitably, everything increases. And we have to make sure we know that that's real. But this is reasonable.
The Greater Cincinnati Port Authority and four private companies would manage most of the city's parking garages and lots and all the parking meters. The city would get $92 million by the end of June and about $3 million a year after that. Councilmember Chris Seelbach cast a no vote.
I just simply think that there's a better way to do it, and I think that Plan S is that way. Plan S would balance our budget without police and fire layoffs, without leasing parking, and by making some tough spending cuts. So my no vote is a no, not because it's the end of the world, but because I think there's another way.
The ordinances to enact the parking lease arrangement contain emergency clauses which make the plan immune from a voter referendum. That's why opponents are going to court to stop the plan. For the latest information about the parking court case, visit WVXU.org. Thousands of diehard gamblers and curious locals poured into a new casino in downtown Cincinnati after a grand opening featuring a fireworks display set to Frank Sinatra and Alicia Keys. Crowds cheered as the doors of Horseshoe Casino Cincinnati opened this week. It's the last of four to open in Ohio in less than a year. It took about 2 years and $400 million to build the two-story casino on what used to be a rundown parking lot. Casinos in Cleveland, Toledo, and Columbus have brought in nearly $404 million combined. From that, about $133 million has gone to Ohio schools, counties, and cities. But projected revenues are far lower now than when Ohio voters approved the four casinos in 2009. Hamilton County is ready to start a program to keep ex-convicts from returning to jail. The Community Reentry Action Plan will help ex-offenders with job skills, housing, rehabilitation services, and the like. The idea is to give them the tools to be successful and to reduce overall recidivism rates. Commissioner Todd Portune says with the county's overcrowded jail, the fewer returning inmates, the better.
An average number of times that inmates visit our Justice Center being seven, that every inmate who we can successfully rehabilitate and reenter as a productive member of our community is a success.
The county plans to hire three full-time employees to staff the reentry program. Kentucky Lieutenant Governor Jerry Abramson is lending his voice to a chorus of officials calling for passage of a statewide ban on smoking in public places and places of employment. Abramson testified this week for the measure known as House Bill 190. He appeared before the House Judiciary Committee.
The science is clear. You know, studies have shown, whether it was studies from the American Lung Association, the American Cancer Association, the American Heart Association, the American Medical Association, and the Kentucky Medical Association, all of the studies show that secondhand smoke is detrimental to human health. No questions about it.
Abramson says Kentucky has the highest smoking rate in the nation and also leads the country in lung cancer deaths. He says it's time to do something about it. A citizens group is warning Kentucky lawmakers about what they see as the economic dangers of slot machines. 28 members of Stop Predatory Gambling Kentucky rallied in Frankfort this week. They believe instant horse racing games, slot machines, keno, and the state lottery prey on the financially vulnerable. Karen Henderson is the executive director of the organization.
We have, like I said, great promises that they, you know, casinos or the lottery will, or instant racing will end up helping us out. But the cost, the personal cost, far outweighs any financial benefit.
Legislation currently in the Kentucky House of Representatives would allow 7 casinos in Kentucky, but it's not expected to pass. Lawmakers have also debated whether action is needed to solidify the legality of slot-like instant racing games in the Commonwealth. The Ohio Senate has passed a bill that would restrict the time groups have to collect extra signatures needed to ensure their issues get before voters. Senators voted 23-10 along party lines this week, sending the bill to the House. Under the bill, groups couldn't gather extra signatures until the Secretary of State notifies them whether their initial petitions have fallen short. Current law already allows groups 10 days to file any added signatures once they get notification. But campaigns typically continue to collect signatures after they submit their initial petitions. That time has varied, depending on how long it takes to certify that the signatures are valid. The bill sponsor says he wants to give everyone a uniform number of days. Opponents say the bill erodes referendum and initiative rights. That's the Week in Review. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Jay Hanselman.